Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. We're on show number three of When the Enemy is Attacking. It's Sam Crowley, your humble host of the Every Day is Saturday .com podcast. It's great to have you. It's Monday. It's a fun day. Every day that ends in Y is your day. By the way, those of you in the U.S., I think I misspoke on Friday, but you can thank me later for that. I believe I told everybody you had to have your taxes in by April 15th, which we actually have till the 18th today. So if you got them in Friday based on, which I highly doubt that you don't come to the show for your tax advice, but if you did, you're welcome. I just filed mine again, got them in today. Actually, the old extension went in today, my friends. It's got a little too much going on at the Crowley compound. You know, I got to launch this product, the Everyday Saturday Academy, Family of Six. Got a lot going on. The old IRS has been good to me. Lets me extend every year as long as I just keep paying. Isn't that a nice little deal we got going on? So, hey, the enemy's attacking today. We've gone through it. Show number one, show number two. Now we're on the third one of the day. And how do you get through it? What do you do? What do you do when challenges hit you? I think we're getting through this together, my friends, because I can't send an email today because we got the old malware warning going out and we got some other issues that require tissues happening behind the scenes. So with that being said, do you sit still? Do you cry? Do you put yourself in the fetal position? Do you go post on Facebook how bad your life sucks? What do you do in a situation like this? Do you cry? Do you get to drama? Get to drama levels rising? No. I was, scoping out some of the individuals that I follow on the internet, Bob Proctor being one of them, the great Bob Proctor. He has a post on his page from a few days ago, and I was looking at this, and it's funny that it resonates with me today as well. Funny how this stuff finds you, you know? Maybe you found this show today, you're having some challenging things going on in your life, and hey, you know what? We're all just getting this through this thing together. But I really do believe, and it's not just a line. I'm not saying this because I'm, you know, trying to be Johnny the Motivator today. But I really do believe you find better ways to do stuff when the typical way that you usually do it is taken away from you. You know, for as serious as someone who may lose a limb or some vision or hearing and things like that, they find ways to see and hear and do things in a better way. Or things that they never even knew existed, you know, and something not as important, but something like business, where maybe you lose some of your ability to market on the internet. Good Lord, what do you do? What if your, God forbid, your Wi-Fi goes down? Or your phone is not working properly. Good Lord, I mean, we could literally, that would ruin people. That would put them in the insane asylum, you know. But I was checking out Bob Proctor's page, as I often do, and he wrote that his good friend Michael Bernard Beckwith has a great three-step process for when anything happens. Step one, it is what it is. Accept it. You can't change it. It will either control you or you will control it. Isn't that funny? Like with what's going on today, either this whole malware thing, site being down, is going to control me or I am going to control it. What did I do? Well, I learned a lot about security. Beefed it up a little bit, learned a lot about, like I talked about in the previous show, how to take that code from Google to snippet, verify that I actually own the site, and then request a follow-up review from Google so I can get my site from not being blacklisted, which is always a positive thing when you're an internet marketer. I learned new stuff, you know, some new, do I want to know IT stuff? Nah, not really. No, I'd rather get on stage and just speak, but by the way, booked my ticket for Orlando. If you're going to be in Orlando at the event I'm speaking at for Peak Potentials, May 20th, Friday, May 20th. I am seriously considering a live event this summer in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, look, it's a beautiful place to be in the summertime. If you've ever been to Cincinnati Or if you've never been to Cincinnati in the summertime, you got to get here. Right on the banks of the Ohio River, great old place in the Buckeye State. Thinking of having a live event for all the EDIS Live members as well here. Stay tuned for that. But learning some new stuff. It's been pretty cool today. And podcasting to get the message out still about the launch that you can still register for it at edislive.com. You know, marketing, just doing it in different ways. Can't send an email, can't get the site going, so let's figure out new ways. What's going on with you? What did you lose today or recently? The ability to do what? Fill in the blank. You lost the ability to do what? Maybe it was temporary. Maybe it was permanent. Maybe it was longer term. What did you do to compensate? You didn't give up. Nobody gives up. What'd you do? Okay? What'd you do? Because that's what we're all in the game of doing, man. You know, you get either it will control you or you come up with a plan. And that plan is I'm going to control it. Because when you have control, you win. You win. Something simple as, I teach my clients this, when your phone rings, don't answer it. If you're expecting, if there's a call that you're not expecting and you're not in the mode, for example, if you're a business person and you're selling or you're always, you know, you use your phone, mainly your cell phone for business, and somebody calls, you don't answer it. Why? Because you say, hello. Oh, yeah. Hey, Sam, listen, I wanted to have you come speak to an event here to a realtor association. What's your calendar? What's your fee? What's your topics you talk on? Can you give us an idea what your keynote would be like? I am completely unprepared for that call. I have zero control. You want control. Send it to voicemail. Listen to the voicemail. Write down some key notes that you want to say when you call back. And then you call back. Oh, hello, Mary. It's Sam Crowley. Received your phone call. Do you have time now to discuss some of your questions that were on the voicemail? What's the difference? You sound powerful. You're in control. And that doesn't, you don't have to be a speaker. You don't even have to be a business owner. Just don't take calls when you're not in the mood to speak and when you don't know who's calling because you don't know what you're going to be talking about. And you're going to sound disheveled. You know, nobody wants to sound disheveled. Okay, step number one, let's review it. It is what it is, except that you can't change it. Either it's going to control you or you will control it. Harvest the good. The more you look for it, the more you're going to find it. Harvest the best and then forgive the rest, which is step number three. Forgive the rest. Forgive means to let go of, completely abandon. Not kind of, not, well, I'm going to hold on a little bit of this. My website's down. I'm going to hold on to a little bit of that anxiety. No, it doesn't work that way. Three steps. Accept it. It's either going to control you or you control it. Number two, harvest the best. Number three, forgive the rest. That's it. Three steps. That's what I'm doing today. I had to be reminded, and I'm happy I saw Bob's post. Credit to Bob Proctor on that. Because it's allowing me to think more clearly. I'm still creating content. This audio is still going to live online on iTunes for as long as iTunes is going to be around. So I'm still creating, as I talked about Saturday on the show. Much better to create than to maintain. I'm feeling good. It's cathartic for me to always be speaking to create this content. What are you going to do today that's going to allow you to control what you're doing, what's happening? And I wouldn't say to you, I'd say for you, because there is a blessing in all of this that's happening to you. There is. There really, really is. And I'm not just saying that, again, to be Mr. Motivator, but there really is. Find it. If you haven't found it yet, keep searching for it. It's there. And if you don't find it today, you'll find it eventually. It'll be there. All right? Sam Crowley, have the best day.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.